All right, this hour we'll take your phone calls with the psychic, with the witch, Renee Watt. And she'll need a question from you if you want a reading. Then she'll pull one or two tarot cards and off she goes. So we'll be back in a moment with your questions. And if you have general questions about witchcraft or astrology or psychic work, just jump on board with that too. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Renee Watt with us. This hour, we're going to take your phone calls with her, questions, or if you want a reading, ask a question. She'll pull like one or two tarot cards and chat with you a little bit about that. And tell us about the tarot, Renee. How do you handle that?
In readings in general?
Uh-huh.
I just kind of shuffle and go. Let the cards fall out, that one to come through, and, you know, let them speak to me.
Do you use the traditional tarot deck, or have you developed your own?
So normally when I'm doing a reading for a client, just in my general practice, I work with two decks at a time, but I have seven different decks in front of me, and I'll have my client pick two decks. So I usually work with two decks at once.
Interesting. Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
So my new podcast out, it's called The Glitter Cast. And, you know, I have a lot of fun different content on there. I have celebrity ghost stories. I interviewed Cassandra Peterson, who's known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and she had a haunted mansion at one point that I got to interview her about. I've talked to different astrologers. I talked to Dita Von Teese about past lives. And so it's a really fun mixture of, you know, celebrities and their mystical experiences and then actual professionals working in this field.
And you've been doing that for how long now?
I actually just launched last year in September, so it's a new baby for me.
You having fun with it?
I'm having so much fun. I love podcasting, and I love to connect with people about their, you know, spiritual experiences. And I also think that it provides a lot of information for people who are looking to expand upon their own connection with the universe. And that's really my motivation for all of the work that I do.
Can you do a witch's cackle? You can. You sound just like that witch on The Wizard of Oz.
The quirky side of me.
When I was a kid and saw The Wizard of Oz, and you've seen it now too, right?
Of course.
That scene freaked me out when she was in the house that was spinning around in the tornado. Mm-hmm. And you could see the witch on the bicycle. Was she on a bicycle or a brougham? Can't remember.
I can't remember either. I really don't know.
And she was, and she did that cackle.
Maybe that's where I got it from.
You remember that?
I remember.
That was freaky. I think I can't remember if she was on a bicycle, or if she was maybe one of our callers will remember, or if she was on a brougham.
I don't know. We're going to have to ask a call. I'm sure someone will know.
I'm going to guess she was on a bicycle.
I feel like that's right. I feel like maybe a broom would have been too obvious.
Maybe it was a bicycle that turned into a broom.
Maybe.
All right.
A shape-shifting bicycle.
All right, let's go to the phones. I got to tell you, lots of people want readings, so get ready to work this hour, okay?
All right. It's going to be like... you know, flash round of the tarot.
Have some fun. Let's start with first-time caller Patricia in Oceanside, California. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, do you remember the Wizard of Oz scene? Was it a bicycle or a broom?
I think it was a bicycle.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
That's what I remember.
You're with Renee. Take it away. Do you have just a question?
Well, Renee, I would like to have a reading.
Okay.
My question is having to do with money. I was very irresponsible growing up, and then now all of a sudden I'm 63 years old and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
And I
worry about it every single day. You know,
okay.
Because when you're elderly, you know, and your choices sometimes, mm-hmm. you don't have a lot of choices. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if you have any insight or advice.
Yeah, so I actually, just as you were sort of explaining your situation, I pulled three cards. And so I have the Knight of Swords, the Six of Swords, and the King of Swords. And so when I'm seeing that collection, You know, the Knight of Swords is usually an indication that there may be, you know, you want to take maybe some online classes just to sort of build upon the knowledge that you already have. So I'm not sure what industry you're working in right now, but you may want to consider looking at, you know, different upper level job opportunities and what those requirements are, and then start taking initiative towards educating yourself so that you can fill those roles. And then also just confidence within your knowledge, because I feel like there may be a little bit of a, you hold yourself back when you really do know your stuff.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Okay, well, I will take your advice.
And take the advice and let it work. Gina's done a little homework for us, Renee, and apparently it was a bike that she was on as she turned into a witch.
Now we know. Okay, good.
How about a cackle one more time?
Oh, you love the cackle.
I love that. Okay, Brian in Callahan, Florida. Welcome to the show. Hi, Bri.
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful. How about you?
Oh, good. Just got some questions.
All righty.
Yes, of course.
All right, so I'm middle of break, or I just got broken up with, but she went back to her husband, and...
Ew.
She keeps coming to me, and I'm just curious, am I ever going to get married and have kids, and where am I going in my life?
With her or with anybody in general?
In general.
Okay. Is he going to get married? What's he going to do with his life? Pull those cards.
Okay, so what I'm saying right now is that sort of just you have to take yourself out of the little bit of the love mess that you're in right now. And one of the things that you need to do is you sort of need to set the boundary and cut off communication, because I do think that, you know, if she's sort of doing this back and forth thing for you, I feel like that may continue. And what that's going to do is that's going to prevent you from opening yourself up to other people. So I definitely think that for you, you know, there is a possibility for, you know, a marriage to happen. I think that this will come through in a common interest. So I would replace your current love interest with a hobby, and then start networking with people who have that similar interest, and that's how you'll find her.
Interesting. Will that help you, Brian?
It does, and also because she keeps messaging every time she gets away from him.
She texts you.
She messages me, and then I have to work with her, so she comes over there and gives me hugs, long hugs, like longer than what.
Too long. Exactly. Yeah, that's a tough situation. He might want to break that off for a while, and until she decides what she's going to do, because she seems to keep going back and forth to the husband.
Yeah, and as long as you're giving her that companionship while she's with him, she won't actually have incentive to break away from him, because she's getting the best of both worlds.
That's a good point. Good advice. You're a good witch.
Thank you. I try to be.
Next up, let's go to, whose turn is it? Cynthia in Staten Island, New York. Welcome to the show. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, George.
Good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here, George.
You
Hi,
too.
Renee.
Hi.
Hi. I have, I guess, one general question for the tarot.
Okay.
What can you and your tarot cards tell me about my near future?
Just about the future.
Yeah, what's coming up? Okay, let's see here. Okay, so, ooh, okay. Maybe you have some shadow work coming up. So I pulled death, which is not a scary card. It's a very, very good card. It's the card of transformation. So if there's any sort of baggage, whether it's emotional or, you know, relationships that are holding you back, now is the time to just sort of make your peace with letting go of people or situations that you feel like are not really serving you, have a negative aspect to them. What's lovely is after death, I pulled the star. So what that's saying here is once you sort of let go of whatever's negative in your space, there's opportunity for you to fill that space with whatever it is that you sort of dream about, whatever your sort of ambitions are. And I think that, you know, a big part of this is going to be rooted in finding confidence in just sort of being a lone individual. And what I mean by that is just sort of like you know, feeling good about yourself when you're alone at home with no one around, just because you're engaging with something that makes you happy. So that's sort of what I see coming up in the near future. You just have to be okay with releasing and letting go of whatever that sticky stuff around you is. Does that make sense?
It does. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Cynthia. Hope everything works out. It's very nice. And how often will you do readings for people, Renee? I mean, will you do it by Zoom, over the phone, stuff like that?
Yes. I usually always do it over Zoom just because I think there's, you know, it's more personal. And the, you know, it's always in flux. And I do have to balance my readings with, you know, horoscope writing deadlines. But I, you know, I'd say I do, you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 a week.
Oh, that's not bad. And people can reach you through your website?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yes, they can.
Next up, let's go to Don, San Antonio, Texas. Don, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you again, Mr. Norrie.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
Great to talk to
Hi.
You.
It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Before I ask my question, I'd like to relate a story to you just really quickly.
Sure.
But, yeah, this is really neat because I have a first cousin who I'm very close with, and her first name is Renee, and her last name is Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T. But W-A-N-T, and she's very much like myself. She's a Scorpio like myself, but she's very much into the occult, and she's had 3 near-death experiences where one life, she says she was a witch. So anyway, talking to you tonight and the name significance, you know, yeah, it's just really neat. I just want to share that with you. But
you know what? I am a Scorpio as well, and Renee means rebirth.
Reverse.
Rebirth.
Rebirth. Okay.
Yeah, so if she had near-death experiences, rebirth makes sense for her.
All right, well, pull the tarots for our friend Don.
Okay.
Do you have a question? Yes.
And what's your question, Don? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's about money, finances, and what you may see as far as what type of work I should be doing with my abilities. Like I said, I study the occult and very much into working with the light, love, God, helping others.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
All right. Money, jobs, what do you think?
Okay. So one thing that's interesting is that while I was just shuffling my cards when you were talking, the magician fell out. So I definitely think that for you, an important aspect of your path moving forward is going to be law of attraction. So when I see the magician come out, the universe is sort of like, well, what do you want to do? You know, it's not sort of like you need to do this. It's like, what do you want to do? We'll help you make it happen. And so I also have the Page of Pentacles here. And I think that, you know, where that stands with you is it's just sort of, you know, think about how you want to be making money, but you also have to make peace with the fact that the Page of Pentacles is someone who's learning how to make money. So if you're going to be going into business for yourself or building a business for yourself, it may be a side hustle before it becomes your full-time gig. I also think that you should, you know, you should try to tap into the things that interested you as a child to try and help you sort of navigate your path moving forward and what those interests were like, because a lot of the things that captivated us when we were children will still captivate us as adults. We just sort of let go of them when we're focusing on our career. So I think you might want to tap into that again to help you sort of find clarity on what you want to do. But with this magician, it's really just about deciding what that is and then asking the universe to help you make it happen.
All right. Good luck, Dawn. I hope everything works out for you. Do some people come to you a little apprehensive about a reading?
Yes. You know, it's funny because when I channel someone before I read for them, I can always tell if they're nervous or not. And so that's actually really common because I think people are just, you know, I think people are afraid of the vulnerability and the intimacy that comes with their reading. You know, I'm connecting with them on a very personal level, but I'm a stranger. And so there's an uneasiness that comes with that, definitely.
Let's go now west of the Rockies. Nicolette is with us in the Bay Area up there in Northern California. Hi, Nicolette. Welcome. You there?
Oh.
Going once. Going twice. Nicolette? Nope. Too bad. She was on hold for about an hour waiting to get to you.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Some people fall asleep on the phone. Did you know that? They're waiting so long?
Waiting an hour, it's late. I get it. That makes sense.
Let's try Susan in Roseville, California. Hi, Suze. Go ahead. Susan? She's not. She's not there either.
Everyone's falling asleep. They need to light their yellow candles.
One more. Let's try Austin in Clayton, Utah. Austin, go ahead.
Hey, George, I've just got to say I love you, man.
Well, thank you, my friend, and I'm glad you're with us.
I've been listening to you a long time, and your show has sure taught me a lot of different insights, and I sure appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
With my question, it's kind of hard to choose between one because my health hasn't been the best, which has led to me kind of trying to take time to myself to, you know, heal and
good.
And not date. And so I one of me wants to know, will I have a future, a love life? But then part of me is like, just ask if you're going to feel better, if you should go through the procedure you're thinking of going through with.
Okay. Let's see here.
Pull those tarot cards.
Does the procedure have something to do with the stomach?
I mean, it really affects the entire body, but no.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just the solar plexus that I'm feeling, just because I'm feeling almost like the anxiety in the stomach of like whether or not to do it. But I do think that you have, you know, you have smart people around you. You have good doctors around you that, you know, I would just follow their advice. So if they're saying, yes, you should do it, then yes, you should do it. If they're telling you not to, then maybe I would reconsider. One thing that you may want to think about is, you know, the wellness that you can do to take care of yourself that may help improve your health before having to resort to a specific procedure. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's kind of a different procedure. It's to have my atlas on my head readjusted. I broke my C1 vertebrae a couple years ago.
Ouch.
And I just haven't been the same since. I believe I've got problems with my vagus nerve, and so they're wanting to readjust that. And it costs a lot of money, and that's why I'm just kind of hesitant, like, is it going to be worth $7,000 or not?
Right. I mean, you know, I will say that if it's going to make you feel better, feeling good in your body is definitely a staple of happiness. So that's, you know, that's one thing that you want to consider. Obviously, I don't know exactly what your financial situation is, but health is one of the most valuable things.
Well, I like the fact that he wants to take care of himself first before he wants to get involved in a relationship or anything.
I like that, too. And I think that that's sort of the key to attracting a better mate, you know, working on yourself first, and then that sort of leveled up partner comes in.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and take final calls with Renee Watt in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and her website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, rainbowglitterstar.com. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Renee Watt. Renee, where does this ability, this power, this influence come from? Is there a special source out there that gives you this energy? Is it a God like ability? What is it?
You know, I wish I knew the exact answer. And I think that there's beauty in the fact that there's still mystery with that. But I do definitely think that there's an unseen world. And I do think that there is, you know, what we call beyond the veil or a source. And I think that there are entities and spirits that want to help us. And then when it comes to psychic ability, you know, that's tapping into collective consciousness. We're all connected. And so when I'm channeling someone, I'm just sort of, it's almost like picking up a phone number, picking up the phone and calling someone. It's just I'm tapping into that frequency.
All right, we'll get those tarot cards ready. Here's our final segment just ahead. Susan's back with us in Roseville, California. Her phone had died on her. Susan, we got you back.
Oh, hi. Yes.
Hi.
Thank you for taking me. Yeah, the phone died. I heard you call me and the phone died right like a second before it came through. I don't know what happened. The connection just went dead. Anyway, I'm calling. My mom had to be rushed to ER again.
Oh, geez.
For the past 3 or 4 months, she's been having heart problems. So I was wondering if you could pull a card and see if you think she's going to get better or if this is going to continue. And if she gets well enough, she wants to come move over here with me. But I don't know. Both my parents have heart problems, but my dad's actually doing better than she is now.
How old are they, Suze?
Oh, God, let me see. One, my mom just turned 83, and my dad will be 84 at the end of March.
Yeah, they're getting up there. Okay, pull those cards, Renee.
Okay. So, I mean, I have some cards pulled here, but, you know, one of the things that I think is always really important when we're doing readings is that we are looking at the fact that, you know, she's in her 80s, and the health situation has been chronic, and so we have to bring a little bit of, you know, it's not magically going to go away. But I do think that, you know, she has time ahead of her. And the thing that's really going to help her here is just a lot of compassion and a lot of love and a lot of support on your guys' end. I do think that, you know, I have the Hermit card pulled here. So I think that when she's in the hospital, she feels like, you know, uncomfortably lonely. And so putting in that extra effort to just let her know that you're thinking about her, that you're there for her, that you care for her, and I'm sure you do that anyway, but it's almost like she needs extra. You know, she needs a little extra. Yeah, a little bit of almost like coddling and just showing her extra love. And you could even, you know, in a meditation or a prayer, send her love. If you're able to get some rose quartz to her, that's a really good way for people to tap into love. You know, I think that she still has time ahead of her, but it's just sort of like she's going to need your support, and she's going to need your love, and she's going to need your help and your compassion and your patience.
Yeah, I live out here, and she lives in the Bay Area, and it's really hard for my dad to bring her up here. He brings her up here when she's only been ill for about 3 months. It just started. She got kidney stones, and it was too much. Medicare wouldn't pay for her medication. So she was in so much pain, it was stressed out her heart. And after that, her heart's been acting all strange. We're just hoping that it'll straighten back out, you know, blood pressure going up and down, AFib, heart rate going up, and then it gets normal for about 3-4 days, and then it starts bothering her again.
Well, I'm glad you're there for her, Susan.
Yeah, I think she'll, you know, I think that sending her the love and the compassion can help balance things out. I'm pulling good, positive cards. So, you know, I think that just keep sending her those good vibes.
Good advice. Thanks, Luz. Appreciate you being part of the program. Let's go to Dan in Quincy, Massachusetts. Welcome to the show. Hi, Daniel.
Yeah, hi, George. How you doing? It's my
good
time
Dan.
Calling.
Thanks.
Yeah, Renee, I know Oprah's had on many famous people, and I personally believe in God Jesus Christ to be the God of all gods. And I was wondering if you could help me. I'm the youngest of five, and my two brothers next to me, they don't have any children. One of them, the second oldest one's a Vietnam vet, and I took good care of him for years. And, you know, he's got some things, and my brother next to me has got a lot, but I get a lot of medical problems. And I was just wondering, you know, do you get any kind of feeling? Could you first possibly tell me if you can get one of their first names, and then tell me, okay, now am I going to be getting anything small, medium, or big?
In terms of money?
Yeah, you know, because I'm 65 and a half, yeah.
Okay, what do you think, Renee?
Okay, so I'm pulling the Knight of Pentacles, so I would say that's medium. That's like a medium amount in terms of money, if that's what you're asking about.
What's a medium amount, though? 5,000, 100,000? What do you think?
I mean, I think that everyone's idea of wealth is a little bit subjective. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I would say that's kind of for him to decide a medium amount. Maybe, I don't know why the $7,000 is popping into my head, but, you know.
I don't know. Dan, do you think $7,000's a lot for you?
Well, I mean, it's going to help, but I mean, is that the only thing that comes in your mind, Renee? You know, coming from the other side. I mean, I help. You know, the spirit world. Is that the only one aspect you can think of? It's just that
well,
one.
I feel like that's what the question's. I feel like it's a little bit abstract, and maybe I'm not understanding it completely. So you're asking about money that's going to be coming from either of your brothers, because they don't have children, so this would be like an inheritance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And have they passed on yet, Dan?
Oh no, it's just that they're in their 70s and they got health problems.
Okay,
now.
But they're all the brothers are alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, my oldest brother passed away. He got killed in a car accident in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he took care of his kids good, you know?
Right. Right. I mean, yeah, I think that you'll be looked out for.
That's good. Dan, thank you. Keep in touch and let us know what happens. I'd love for people to follow up.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be intriguing to be sure. Let's take some more calls. Up next, we've got Carol in Los Angeles. Well, nope, she's not ready. Let's go to Elena in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Elena.
Hi, George.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi.
I was retiring about 13 years ago. My life has not been great. I mean, I don't know. I'm planning on moving by my daughter, and I just wonder if you have a card that says anything about how my move could be.
I think that it's just going to be a lot of work on your end in terms of logistics and planning and budgeting. But I actually am pulling really good cards that I think it actually can make you feel better. And I think that actually taking on the move and making it happen for yourself is going to give you a level of confidence that maybe you felt like you've lost touch with. So it's going to reconnect you with some of your, feeling good about yourself and, an independence as well. And I also think that, there's potential for you to make, new connections there.
Yes, I'm hoping for that. So
I pulled the levers, so that's a good sign for connection.
Okay.
All right. What does it mean when you pull the death card? Does that mean it's history for everybody?
When I pull the death card, it usually just means that you need to release something so that something new can come in.
All right. That's intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got Valerie in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hi, Val. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. So my question is, I have ex-boyfriend. We've been together off and on for over 30 years, seeing each other.
Okay.
That's a long time.
And,
wow.
Yeah, I know. And recently we were together for the last 4.5, almost 5 years. And then he suddenly just ghosted me out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And I really cared about him, gave everything to the relationship.
Did you have kids? Do you have kids together by any chance?
None of that. We're too old for that. but I went out of my comfort zone for him. I still care about him, and I'm just wondering what's the deal, basically.
Yeah.
And is there any future? Because it seems like when I'm not thinking about it, then he shows up.
pull those cards, Renee. What's going on here?
Yeah. So it's interesting that you say that when you're not thinking about him is when he shows up, because I do see a little bit of him closing off and disappearing is almost a little bit of like a power move or a power struggle. And so sometimes, it's a funny thing that us humans do is that sometimes we'll pull away from someone to just sort of see how much they care, see how much they come after us. But when you don't do that, that's when they're like, oh, wait, hey, like, where'd you go? So I think there might be a little bit of that happening. But I also think that for him, he I think might have a little bit of like, a little bit of depression that goes on for him. And I think that sometimes he can have issues with, the stability of intimacy. And I think that he kind of feels like maybe he lost a little bit of himself, which is very common in relationships. You sort of mold with someone else. And so I think that a little bit of this for him is just a path of rediscovery. And I think that he maybe even is doing a little bit of shadow work himself. dealing with his own issues. I think that for you, you know, just give him some space, take some patience, you know, focus on yourself. If he's got a pattern, especially of, you know, sort of popping up when you're not paying attention, then I think that that will probably repeat itself. But I think that, you know, using this time apart from him, you should maybe think about how it's not fair to you and whether or not you would even want to be back with someone. I know that 30 years is a hard history to throw away, so I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But if he does come back to you, you know, having clear communication about what is and isn't okay and that he's not allowed to, you know, trigger almost feelings of abandonment when he disappears like that.
And Valerie, a question everybody wants to ask you is, how come you two never got married?
Well, because we're each married to somebody else.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
Well, go ahead.
This age of, we can't get together, and then he lives in a completely different state. I'm in Fairbanks, so yeah, it doesn't really work. So it is what it is.
Okay. Does that kind of add to the complexity of the situation, Renee?
I mean, definitely. If there's other parties involved, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. It does. Well, we've got time for maybe one more quick call. Let this go to Jeremy in Jamestown, Maryland. Go ahead, Jeremy, with your question, sir.
Well, first, it's Jamestown, North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
My question is, how do I combat the courts to regain my constitutional rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
That's an interesting question. Renee, knock it out in about 35 seconds, if you can.
I'm so sorry. It got muffled.
Wants to know about his court protections for his rights of liberty and happiness and everything else. He was in a coma for years.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I do have the Ace of Swords here, so that's definitely, like, a new chapter, a new adventure. You also have the Nine of Cups here, which is definitely emotional fulfillment. And I have the Seven of Wands as well. So I definitely think that, like, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be some maneuvering for you. But I ultimately think you're going to get where you want to be. It's just you have to have patience in the process.
What are your new projects you're working on, Renee?
I have my website, rainbowglitter.com, and I have, you know, a bunch of different witch kits on there. And that's sort of, you know, where a lot of my attention goes as well. I've got House Cleansing Kit is my bestseller. I also have crystal kits for people who are interested in learning about crystals. It's got, you know, I have two different crystal sets with 9 different crystals. So, and if there's a lot of information, I put a lot of information in with my products so that you do learn why there's a specific crystal or a specific herb or candle color in the kit that you're getting. So it's a nice interactive way to practice witchcraft.
And you like doing what you're doing, don't you?
I love doing what I'm doing. I feel lucky every day that I get to write horoscopes or put together witchy products and play with crystals and have interesting conversations with people. And it's just so wonderful. And the fulfillment that I get from bringing people validation.
Well, thank you for being on the show. And give us that cackle one more time. There you go. Not bad. For Dan Galante, Gina Salvati, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasor, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.